Good morning and welcome to the Print AM, our daily morning podcast of the big news story. Accompanied by hundreds of police personnel and CRPF jawans, officials of the North Delhi Municipal Corporation demolished shops, temporary structures and the extended gate of a mosque in the riot-hit area of Jahangirpuri, Northwest Delhi, Wednesday, continuing for some time even after a Supreme Court order to maintain the status quo. The demolition drive, which officials characterize as a regular exercise against illegal encroachments, targeting only temporary structures, started around 10 a.m. and continued until Communist Party of India leader Brinda Karat reached the spot and spoke to the officials on ground. The move came after Delhi BJP Chief Adesh Gupta wrote to the North Delhi Mayor Raja Iqbal Singh Tuesday asking him to identify illegal encroachments and constructions by those arrested after communal violence broke out in Jahangirpuri during a Hanuman Jayanti rally Saturday, leaving 8 police personnel and a local resident injured. In his letter, Adesh Gupta said that, therefore, illegal encroachments done by these rioters should be identified and there should be bulldozers run over it. Soon after, an official of the BJP-ruled North Delhi Municipal Corporation wrote a letter to the Deputy Commissioner of Police Usha Rangnani, Northwest Delhi, asking for 400 personnel to provide security for the anti-encroachment drive Wednesday and Thursday. On Wednesday morning, by the time the Supreme Court had issued its status quo order and said it would hear a petition challenging the demolition drive Thursday, the bulldozers had begun their work. They even continued after the order was issued. When asked why, Mayor Singh said, "We are yet to receive the order." The demolition started Wednesday morning in the Kushal Chowk area, raising juice shops, stationery store, mobile repair and cycle shops, as well as a mosque's extended gate. As the gate of the mosque was destroyed, people living in the tiny lanes around it started protesting, which led to police storming, throwing the gates and dispersing the crowd. Officials at the spot said that 9 JCBs had been arranged to clear the area of these illegal encroachments. "We have only targeted those who have occupied the government land and other illegal constructions," said Mayor Raja Iqbal Singh. North MCD Commissioner Sanjay Goel said that they have only raised temporary structures that have come up overnight regularly covering the road and that it is a regular exercise. He added that the drive would stop only when they saw the court's order. "We haven't touched buildings. Our drives are done on an everyday basis." Navin Kumar Tyagi, Joint Chairman of the North MCD, said that these people do gundagardi and also do encroach government land. Asked about a notice is not being issued before the demolition, both Tyagi and Goel said that an encroachment drive does not warrant notice being given to the aggrieved party. Another senior municipal official concurred, saying that there is no need to issue notice when there is encroachment on government land. MCD can take action against them and remove them. "These broken structures today are temporary structures, makeshift structures and kiosk." Asked about raising the mosque's gate, the officials say that the gate is on top of a nala, a drain. Officials did not give any time. That is what local residents of the area who have lost their shops in the demolition have claimed. For instance, Jahanara 50, who ran a cycle repair shop near the masjid, said that the officials did not even give her time to remove the items. A native of West Bengal, she has been living in that particular area for over 2 decades and said that she has been putting up her shop near the mosque since the time of Indira Gandhi. Other local residents like Raman Jha Sanduja, who have 5 children, lost their only source of income as the authorities raised their pan shop. That's all we have for you right now. This is Bismi Taskin, Senior Correspondent at The Print, bringing you this podcast, The Print AM. Do log on every morning at 8 a.m. to listen to the best news reports from The Print's table. We will be back tomorrow with a new episode.